The meeting is called to order. See, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin Town Manager's office and is or will be available on the county website. Okay, board members, Ellie Deaver, Chair, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair, PJ Dye, Donna Moore, and we do have a vacancy right now. Secretary is Tammy Harris. Account liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. Okay, let's see. We're going to have a Pledge of Allegiance. PJ, would you please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle?
Here.
PJ?
Here.
Donna is absent this evening. Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Okay, approval of the minutes from November 15th. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve the minutes for November 15th, 2017.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Approval of the agenda for December 13th, 2017, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Make a motion we approve the agenda for December 13th, 2017.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, informational items. We need to receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Okay. First time here. Thank you for having me here. Officer Fricker couldn't make it this evening. My name is Philip Lynn, last name L-Y-N-N. I also live down at 625 East Hobson. Okay, calls for service November this year is 24, as compared to last year, only 12. It's a 100% increase we have there. October was 19. Citations, we wrote 18 for the month of November. No domestic violence arrests, only one other arrest, no juvenile incidents, there are citations. I did just want to bring a quick thing. I know there's been an issue with unlicensed vehicles in there. I just wrote 5 tickets tonight, mostly all suspended unlicensed vehicles. So we're working on it. Doing the best we can. A lot of them know it. They know the times we work and everything. They try to jet around. I'm trying to get one and got a call up at Terrible's, and by the time I got back, he was our Yiddish residents, so, but one of getting them eventually.
Thank you very much.
Any really? Questions?
Yeah, you have a new lieutenant you want to run around.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We have a new lieutenant now. Our old lieutenant got promoted to captain. So our new lieutenant is going to be Jeff Hughes. Okay. He actually worked in the office of the sheriff, so hopefully sometime maybe we'll get him down here and then introduce himself to you folks. Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Which lieutenant left?
We left the area.
Harry Bagel. He promoted to captain.
In Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Awesome, thanks so much.
Okay, receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Okay, he's not available today. Okay, receive a report from Kim Colton with the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department.
We have the audio on. We can't.
He's ready to get it. Wait a second, Kim.
Go ahead and talk into that one, Kim.
Hello.
Much better. I turned off the wrong one. Sorry.
We had a total of 16 calls in the month of November, 13 of them being medical, one auto, one fire, and one plane. Fortunately, the plane accident, we were called off on, so nothing to report there. This is an increase of 45% over 2016, where we had 11 total calls. So it's gotten busy in November, which we had been slower in the previous months, hoping it was going to stay slow. Wanted to announce, too, that we have Christmas caroling on December 24th at 4:30 p.m., for all of the kids and any family. We did get one of the residents to donate a covered wagon, so it'll be a special event when the kids get to sit in covered wagon this year. So, and we'll have the escorts, will be the fire engine. So 4:30 on Christmas Eve. And
where?
So it's just at the station where everyone goes, and we suggest dressing warm and bringing blankets to cover up. It's usually cold, unfortunately. And I also brought shirts for sale, our supportive shirts, if anyone would like to get some for Christmas presents. They're $15 each, and we have them in brown and gray now, so they're tan and gray.
Great. Any questions? Okay, thank you, Kim. Thank you. Okay, receive a report from Judge Richard Hill with the Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Good evening. Judge Hill, 1090 Cotton Cove Road. Let's see, our Justice Court, Searchlight Township, has one Justice of the Peace elected for a 6-year term. Justice Court hears probable cause, arraignments, preliminary hearings, misdemeanors, and bond forfeitures, evictions, small claims, and civil matters for the amount in controversy does not exceed $15,000. Other duties performed by the Justice of the Peace include setting bail, issuing search warrants, summonses, protective orders, and arrest warrants. Looks like for the month of November, we had 9 arraignments. We had no preliminary hearings. What we call status checks, we had 6. We had 3 trials scheduled, 1 in custody. And then traffic in court has been busier. We had 15 last month. Our 72-hour video, we saw 8. That generally happens across a weekend where the 48-hour probable cause has to be seen by a magistrate, and that generally happens on Monday morning when they get arrested Friday or Saturday night. Court warrants, we had 24 warrants go out last month. No evictions, no protective orders. And then combined citations, Metro, Highway Patrol, and Park Service, we had 180 come through in November. Our court dates are December 26th and 27th, if you aren't doing anything after Christmas. Merry Christmas. Then we have a criminal court date again in 2 weeks, January 9th and January 10th. All court dates are open to the public, and they begin at 10 o'clock. Any questions? I'll be looking forward to Officer Lynn's citations as they come through.
Yeah.
We can get our folks registered up and legal.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, we'll receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Sergeant Raven Hubbs with Nevada Highway Patrol. HUBBS. I'm sorry for my tardiness. I was on the call. I wasn't sure I was going to make it at all. And actually, I gave all my forms out. Can I steal that?
Yes, you may.
It's been one of those days. I apologize. So total, we had 92 calls for service. We made 366 traffic stops, and we issued 267 citations. We had a total of 4 crashes. None of those were fatalities. And we made 8 arrests, 2 for DUI, and 6 for just warrant arrests. I've been talking about Trooper Hillman coming. He is actually going to be next week out here in the district. He's going to be in his 4th phase, which is 2 weeks long. And then starting New Year's Eve, we're going to break him in good. He's going to be with me for his final 4 days before we release him on his own. I had him for mid-phase 4 weeks ago, and I think he's pretty solid, so he's going to be a good contribution to our area down here. Also, that is Trooper Hillman makes our 5th trooper, not counting me. He's the 5th trooper that's on the road, and we have a 6th trooper that is in the academy now, so they're about halfway through, so it's going to be probably end of spring, early summer before we see the 6th trooper out here. As far as direct enforcement, we're going to be we're not doing anything for December because of Christmas, but we're going to start out in January, and we're trying to get together with Metro and California Highway Patrol, Bullhead City, and we're going to try to do like a tri-state warrant sweep. So we've already, I believe Trooper Morgan has already been in contact with the Searchlight Justice Court and the Laughlin Justice Court, and got a list of warrants, and we're now getting those confirmed, and then we're going to start knocking on doors. That's pretty much all I got. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll receive a report from Omar Saucedo with the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Omar Saucedo, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. Water use for the month of November is slightly down from the same time last year. In November 2017, residents used approximately 26,000 gallons less than in November 2016. Also, a little bit of FYI, a trailer ran over Boulevard and an ABR and Searchlight off of 95 in Nipton in early December. Water was spouting out for about an hour. Staff has been out there and has isolated the line and fixed the issue. But some additional work might have to take place out there. So if you see some folks out there from our staff or our utility vehicles, we just might be performing some additional work. Other than that, all wells are currently operational, and there's no other service issues to report.
Any questions? Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water District regarding the status of the water system and water usage. PJ?
Statistics. November 2017 treated an average of 43,000 gallons per day. And November 2016 had an average of 40,000 gallons per day, which the difference between 2016 and 2017, the flow increased 3,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, no sewer service complaints for the month of November 2017. Call before you dig, there was 1 call before you dig searchlight ticket received for November 2017. And this is on the back table, and there is a flow chart if you need more information.
Great, thank you. Okay, report. Received a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hello. Stats for November, we had 10 programs with 180 total attendance for the month, and the building use was 568 at this building. So those are all pretty much in line with our numbers from last year and kind of the last like surrounding months. Upcoming events, we have the Searchlight Holiday Parade, which is going to be this Saturday the 16th from 5 to 7. If you're interested in getting a float in the parade or anything like that, our phone number's on here. We also have some entry forms tacked up on the bulletin board, community board in there. There'll be a parade that comes up from down by the highway up to here. We'll have a ceremonial tree lighting and kind of walkway lighting up here. We'll have a bunch of lights that we're putting up. And then inside this room, there'll be cookies and hot chocolate, and we'll have a cookie decorating station for kids and stuff to do. So we'll have some blank cookies with frosting and sprinkles and stuff. And then we'll have a holiday-themed craft in here also to go with Santa. So, yep, so that'll be this Friday. That's free. There's no charge for that, so hopefully we get a good turnout for that. All the county buildings will be closed on December 25th and January 1st for the holidays. And then I just wanted to put on here this thank you. It'll be on the next one, too, but to some of the community members who have been helping out, some people from the Senior Center, you know, Janice, Michelle, a bunch of people have been helping out. I wasn't here, obviously, this time last year to know exactly what goes into all these pieces that go into the parade, so I've been finding out day by day by day, so we're trying to get everything set the way that it has been in the past. And then just a side note, these were done last month, but the swings at the park were fixed. It did take like 6 months, but they're fixed. So.
Yay!
Any questions? Are you having Santa?
Yes. Kim actually is the one who got me looking for Santa. She left me a message last week, and of course I haven't gotten back to her. But we did get a Santa. So we have a Santa, we have a Santa suit. Good to go.
Do you have Santa riding the parade? Do you have a card volunteer?
Santa riding in the parade. We can look at that. Okay. I didn't know that was part of it. Okay.
Yeah, he always rides.
Santa.
Okay.
At the end of every parade.
There we go. I'm not a big parade. Santa riding in the parade person. Good.
Ken Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. Are you going to be giving away any treats or gifts from Santa?
We are not doing gifts from Santa because we were told that other people do gifts.
So the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department would like to donate beanies for all of the kids this year to give away from Santa.
Cool. Yeah. We're
fortunate that the community supports us, so we want to make sure we give back to the community.
Awesome, that's great. That'll be good. And I know the Museum Guild does a gift giveaway thing also for the kids. So we don't really have the ability to just go out and buy toys and give them away. That's not something that would be approved. So what we do kind of have, we're working on it a little bit today, is we have some gifts and stuff in Laughlin where we primarily run a senior center. Where we've given away a bunch of stuff there already. So what we're trying to do is get enough stuff to have an area where the kids can actually come up and grab a wrapped gift already that they can give to their parents. So like a gift from them, because it's not like stuff a kid would want, you know, it's like a vegetable chopper and like stuff like that. So it's like, you know, maybe some kids want that. But but right now we don't have enough for all the kids who would come. Traditionally, or the last 4 or 5 events that we've run, we're right around like 40 kids, and we don't have near that much stuff left. So we're just trying to work out different ways to kind of do something like that. We might do just like a random draw raffle thing where it's like, oh, you can come pick something, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, if we can get our hands on some more stuff in the next day or two, we'll try to do that. But that was something we just thought about today. So the beanies would be awesome to have there. So thank you guys very much. Yeah.
Great. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Receive a report from Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Kelly?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, Las Vegas Clark County Library Searchlight. I use this address, 200 Michael Wendell Way. My new assistant, Sierra Tudor, is on board. She is fantastic, and we're very glad to have her on board. We've only had her in the branch probably about 4 days now, but she's already helping me get caught up with a lot of stuff that got behind, so very glad for that. Probably about 60% of our circulation is DVDs out of our branch, and I'm happy to announce that we have a big DVD swap coming up in the next week or so. We're going to be getting about 350 new-to-us DVDs, so hopefully our patrons will be happy with that. The library district itself has closures on Christmas Eve completely, Christmas Day completely, reduced hours on New Year's Eve, and closed on New Year's Day. However, none of that is going to be affecting the Searchlight branch because those are days when we're normally closed anyway this year. That's Sunday and Monday, so it's not going to affect us. We do have the kids' winter reading challenge going on, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have any participation in that yet. So if any of y'all have any K through 12 kids that want to either read a book or have a book be read to them and then make a artistic bookmark for us, we will have Walmart gift cards for 3 different age groups, so that would be interesting. And I'm very excited to announce a district-wide rollout. We have purchased, I believe district-wide, it's over 600 T-Mobile hotspots, where essentially it's like a cellular device that you can't call out on, but you can bring it in, activate it, and give yourself wireless internet for up to 10 devices. Now, it rolls out district-wide on the 15th. Obviously, that's Friday. We're not going to be here, so we will have ours available starting on Saturday. They check out for 21 days, just like any other device. If you're interested in piloting that with me, then please let me know, because I'm looking for some people that might be slightly technologically adept who want to help me figure out where we may or may not have dead zones in Searchlight, because it is off of the T-Mobile wireless system, and so I'm really interested to start finding out where they're going to work and where they're not. For those of you that are interested, if you do not return the device to us, not only are there approximately $100 in fees for the parts, but immediately after it is due back to us, within 12 hours, it will be deactivated. So that is how we are going to encourage compliance for people to give them back to us. I have 2 for our branch. In the pilot location in Las Vegas, they already have a hold list of over 300 people. So we're anticipating, at least district-wide, it will be very popular. We've already been notified that if our 3-month statistics don't look like they're going regularly out to our patrons, they're going to go back into the pool for the urban branches. So, again, hopefully people will be interested in that, and I will be very interested in working with people to find out how well it's going to work out here. And I think that's it. We are hoping to squish in a winter kids craft probably the Saturday before Christmas. And other than that, look for more programming news coming from us starting next year.
Any questions?
Nope.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay, receive a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns.
Patrick Merriman, K-N-I-E-R-M-A-N, I'm the supervisory park ranger down in Cottonwood. In terms of incidents, for our slower season, our visitation is pretty much heavily dropped off, so not a whole lot going on down there. Over the past month, we've written a handful of tickets for some minor incidents, some traffic offenses, minor drug offenses, a few resource preservation violations. Had a couple of EMS incidents down there over the past month as well, too, so had quite a few assists of other districts in the area throughout the park with a variety of incidents, you know, assaults, motor vehicle accidents, arrests, transports to Flagstaff, things of that sort. And kind of our major incident over the past month was a fuel spill down at Caffey Landing Marina. A rental houseboat out of Cottonwood Cove came into the fuel dock there at Kathleen and Marina, overjudged, and crashed into the dock. Managed to rupture their fuel line, and about 250 gallons of gas leaked into the lake from there. So with the staff down there at Kathleen is currently devastated. Turned, kind of fell to us at Cottonwood to go down and take care of it. And it's pretty much contained by the couple of rangers here from Cottonwood, and Marina staff cleaned it up the next day, and then the operator was cited for the violation as well. So he'll be paying quite a large civil fine for the cleanup. So, speaking of Catherine Landing, a new concessionaire has been selected and announced for down there. They're Urban Park Concessionaires out of California. They operate several marinas in the California state parks, and a couple of them from national park sites in California as well, too. They'll be taking over operations the 1st of April. For here at Cottonwood Cove Resort, we should have no effect from that, except that we hope that they do a vast improvement down there at Catherine's Landing. So for us here at Cottonwood Cove Resort, well, we're still on the planning phase of opening their contract for bids, and that should be taking place sometime in late 2018 for bidding to go out. Selection sometime in 2019 with a new concessionaire or the new contract in place, whoever wins it by the early part of 2020. So, let's see, speaking of the concession operations down there at Cottonwood Cove, their holiday hours as well, they'll be closing at 11 o'clock on December 20th for a holiday party. And then closing at 11 o'clock as well on Christmas Eve, and then close all day Christmas Day, and that's their store, and the small restaurant down there as well, too. So I'd like to give a big shout out to the Nevada Department of Forestry and the prison contract crew. They've been working in the park with our maintenance division over the past month and have just been doing a bang-up job of cleaning up throughout the area. They've been up and down the river with our maintenance crew cleaning up the shoreline pretty much from Placer Cove all the way down to the Cottonwood Island. And then they've been working in the Cottonwood developed area and doing a heck of a job down there cleaning up the campgrounds and that. So looking pretty good down there. So we're continuing to work on our flash flood response plan for the developed area down there at Cottonwood Cove. The initial meetings that we had here in November were very successful. Our plan development is continuing. Yesterday we had an incredibly informative and very productive meeting with the contractor that's been developing the plan for us, our park staff, and the National Weather Service. And that was really an informational meeting that we had. We were on track to have the plan completed and ready for a tabletop exercise in early March. And that tabletop exercise would involve a lot of our local emergency response staff as well, too. So, and I guess finally, this weekend, Saturday, a lot of my staff will be heading down to Laughlin to help out with Shop with a Cop. We'll be attending along with the Rangers from Catherine Landing, and I understand that several children at the Searchlight as well are going to be down there participating in that as well. So, anybody has any questions? Yeah.
Questions? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Hi, Janice Kostecki, 496 Highway 164. Tomorrow is Thursday. We are having turkey soup with rolls and a salad bar. Bingo afterwards, $1 a card. Everybody's welcome. We are having Christmas dinner next Thursday on the 21st. We're having turkey, ham, stuffing, yams, mashed potatoes, gravy. We're having all the fixings. So that's $4 per person. And it starts at 4:30. So we'd like to see a lot of people down there. If you can't get down there, if you know somebody who can't get down there, we will go and get them and give them rides. Just call the senior center and somebody will go get them. Okay, and bingo again. Next Thursday after that, of course, we'll be closed Christmas Day and we'll be closed New Year's Day. We have our regular events still going on, except those days. We have a new event, which is ceramics painting on Tuesdays from 9 to noon. We have our pool on Mondays at 9, Fridays at 5. Book club is done through December, and they'll start up again in January. And, of course, Bible study Tuesdays at 6.
Any questions? Great, thank you, Jen. Receive an update from Joe Yatson, Design Engineering Manager, Clark County Public Works, regarding a list of public work projects for Searchlight.
Good evening, Joe Yatson, Clark County Public Works. I'd like to apologize for missing the last meeting. That was an oversight on my part. Projects, we've recently completed the box culvert under Cottonwood Cove Road, just out front here. The Encinitas storm drain, we're going to open bids on Friday. Then that'll go to the Board of County Commissioners for their approval in January. We should be under construction in February on that one finally. The trail along Cottonwood Cove, we came here a few months ago and talked about it, and you guys want to go now with sidewalks on either side, 5 foot. We haven't started working on that yet. The engineer that's supposed to be working on that is trying to finish a project in a valley, so we'll probably start working on that in February. So that should get completed in 2018 as far as design, so that'll probably be under construction towards the end of 2018, maybe the beginning of 19. And then the last project we have on any list right now down here is the flood control facilities, which we call Searchlight West, which go out through the Crees Mobile Home Park. That's currently on our master plan for years 2024-25. Dollar amount for that for construction is pretty low, you know, for our project, so potentially over the next few years, if we get some good bids on some projects, we could create some room in our plan and move that project forward. And I can answer any questions or take back any issues you guys have. Anything?
Kim?
Kim Colton, 673 U.S. Highway 95. So you mentioned that you just finished the box culvert that was on Cottonwood Cove, like right over this way. Just to the south of that, there's a hill mound, and then there's all this dump from asphalt or concrete, isn't it? So I don't know if that was allowed, if that was the contractor that did that, or...
That came from that project?
Well, is it asphalt or concrete?
We can't hear what's going on, so we need to be able to hear what's going on, Kim.
We're just south of the culvert. There's not like, that's where they came through and it floods through, and then there's a hill that's naturally there, which so I didn't know if they were trying to build up the hill for drainage or what, but there's massive amounts of concrete asphalt that were put on this hill. It looks awful. So I didn't know if, you know, who dumped that, if it was loud or if it was...
We'll look into that and see if it's something our contractor did or one of our maintenance crews. We'll look into that.
Okay, good. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Kim.
Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. I had forgotten to mention that the Searchlight Fire Department was able to pair again with the Bullhead Holiday Firefighters Toy Drive. So they are sponsoring our kids again, which amazingly, when we put the list together, we have almost 70 kids from the ages newborn to 17 years old. So we've got some flyers that went through the school to the parents to make sure that we get a list of all of the kids and don't forget anyone that is in need. So anyway, that's just, if you know of someone that doesn't have kids in the elementary school, and wants to participate in the program with kids in junior high or high school, please have them contact me, and I will be glad to help and make sure that they're on the list. But this is a great program. They usually do between 4 and 5 toys per child, including like a game of some sort. So when we have families too, what they do is make sure that, one gets one game and another child gets a different game, so that there is variety. And so it's a fantastic program, a lot of effort, and it's all volunteer. So it's a great program, and I just wanted to.
Great, thank you. Okay, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
Nothing to report this month.
Okay. So, planning and zoning, none. General business, none. And now we come to the comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or council by majority vote. Do we have any public comment? Judy?
Judy Bundorf, Bramblas Road, that's B-U-N-D-O-R-F. There was an article in the RJ about 10 days ago that BLM has been having terrible time with unauthorized shooters going out in the desert and shooting up everything, you know, taking trash out. And there's been a little bit of that along Grandpa's Road, not just lately, but there were 3 items from that article that I was not aware of all of these, but it says BLM requires shooters to be at least 1,000 feet from roads and houses and carry out all their targets, shell casings, and other litter. The agency prohibits the use of glass targets. Within the last few months, I picked up a couple dozen 9mm casings off of Grandpa's Road, and there was broken beer bottles not 50 feet from the road. Shooters should always set up in front of a safe backdrop and never fire from or over any road or highway, BLM said. Then we go to the county ordinances. Clark County ordinances ban shooting within half a mile of a highway or within 500 feet of a public or private road, improved trail, or designated campground or picnic area. And I guess my concern is if they start shutting it down closer to Vegas, everybody thinks it's the Wild West out here, and will be. So if you know anybody that's a shooter, tell them to get off the road. Very quickly, I gave Brian and Tammy and some of you, there's a BLM meeting coming up here Thursday, January 18th, 2018. Public input requested for revised draft resource management plan. About 5 years ago, there were public meetings here about the resource management plan, and now finally BLM is asking for comments on their draft. Lastly, I was out here all day Saturday from Walking Box through town and down to Cottonwood Cove with some of the people from Red Rock Audubon. We saw 2 golden eagles, one at Walking Box, one about 2 miles down the road, 4 varieties of sparrows that I didn't even know exist, goldfinch, and down at Cottonwood Cove by the motel, a red-breasted sapsucker.
So. What was the date again for BLM?
January 18th?
Just
it starts at 5 o'clock, January
18th. Yeah, January 18th, 5 o'clock, 5 to 8. Informational meetings, 5 to 8. Mm. Open house format where participants can ask questions and visit various resource stations, formal presentation. They also will have a court reporter, which they used to do and then did away with for a long time. And court reporters will be available to record verbally provided information.
Great, thank you. Jane?
Jane Old Research Lab, Nevada, 210 North Montana Street. I just wanted to let everybody know when Richard mentioned that the Museum Guild gives gifts, we give each child at the elementary school a bag, a Christmas bag every year. We've been doing it for a lot of years. And each bag contains two new books for each child. We give them gifts that they can use to play, or games and things like that that they can use to play over the holidays. We used to renew all of their school supplies in those bags, and it turned out that the kids didn't bring the school supplies back to school when they came back. So we went a different route.
Thank you. Anyone else? Kim.
Kim Colton, 673, US Highway 95. Wanted to ask the board to put on the agenda in the next meeting the flags and banners back on the agenda. And I guess I'm not even sure if it's needed. One of the prior meetings, Dr. Paulson had mentioned that he would help us amend that permit that we have on file. And so we can expand. We want to make sure we get American flags out by spring. So we'll take a break over the holidays working on it and start back in January and working on the permit. So if you could please do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, Judy.
If possible, I would like to be put back on the agenda, maybe as a standing update on all things BLM, because between the resource management plan and then the Crescent Peak Wind Project and whatever else BLM might come up with, if possible, just, I won't always have something to report, but it does seem to be speeding up a little now, some of these projects.
Anyone else? Okay, their next meeting date will be next year, January 10th, 2018. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a great new year ahead of us. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Wow. 2018.
Yeah.